The rubber game of the series between the Athletics and Angels turned out to be a wild one, picking up 1-0 Halos in the third. Mike Trout at the plate facing Sean Manaea.
Here's the next delivery. That ball is ripped high and deep down the left field side. Out of here. Hit it out there where the Trout farm is. Here's the pitch. Runner is on the move on the 3-2, and this one is hit well down the right field side. It's out by the wall, and that one is gone. Wow. It gets a little bit closer now. It's a 10-8 ball game. That is a two-run homer by Davis. And those are the first two runs all season that Parker has given up here at home. Who's the potential tying run at the plate, two outs. Here's the pitch, and there's a ground ball base hit right up the middle. Being waved home is the runner, and coming in and scoring from second will be Healy. And now it's 10-9. The Angels leading by just a run. Here's the next delivery. That's lined into right field. It's going to drop in for a hit. They get one. Another runner coming home. The throw to the plate is late, and the Oakland A's have taken the lead in this ball game. Counts 2-2. Here's the next pitch. And he got off a terrible swing at that fastball, struck him out, and the inning is over. Valbuena got
the Athletics take the rubber game of the series coming from behind to win it 11-10. Seven different A's with multiple hit games, including Chad Pinder, who had four hits and three runs scored. Oakland also made a trade on Sunday, sending Yonder Alonso to the Mariners in exchange for outfielder Boog Powell.
It's just one of those games where we didn't do what we needed to do on the mound. These guys have been good all year, and especially in the bullpen. And those guys had great eighth inning over there with two outs, score five runs. They put together at bats, and you know, we couldn't just get that out to kind of hold the lead and keep the momentum on our side. Yeah, it's important. I think you know, when you look around and there's 11 runs on the board, and I know Juan takes a lot of pride in his defense. It stings a little bit, but he did a good job back there at the plate. Obviously, got big hits for us, and you know, we just it's one that those guys snatched from us. Oh, I don't know. I mean, he caught his breath a little bit for a day. It wasn't a lot of time off. But he's making some adjustments. He's working hard at it, and he and Dave and Paulie are working on just getting a comfort, get his hands comfortable. And he's been using the whole field, which is a good sign. He's been getting a lot of hits left field, too. Well, we're going to we'll see how it sets up. But, yeah, we're concerned. He came in, I guess, after the top of the seventh and was – was tied. What inning did Caleb pinch hit for him? Was it the seventh? And I just felt the side stiffen up again. So we'll see how it sets up and see how it looks tomorrow. Oh, you're not. You don't have one in the back till the last out of the ninth inning. That's the way you always feel, and A's came back and got this one. Give them credit. Those guys put together a great eighth inning. But you're never at a point where you think you have you might have a game on your terms, but you need to finish it off. And tonight we had a little trouble doing that this afternoon. Just couldn't finish the inning. Got the first two outs, and Lowry, got a base hit, long at bat, and then Davis, same way, hit the home run. Threw a lot of pitches to get, through four hitters, and just couldn't get through the inning.
Up next, the A's host Seattle Tuesday, and the Angels welcome the Orioles on Monday.